Did I tell you about the talk about the GAO report that came out in October of 2005?
I believe so.
I told you about the Conyers report, right?
Yes, you did that. Definitely.
So this is the political side of things. So this is the Conyers report, right?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So if you want the website, I have it written down in here.
I would love that. Hold on. Let me get my
House Judiciary Committee, so it's there, right?
That's the
Conyers report. This is a report that was put together by the House Judiciary Committee, the minority members of the House Judiciary Committee in Ohio, or regarding the Ohio election in 2004. So basically, there were all these indicators of irregularities back in 2004, in November 2004. So they went to investigate, and they put together a report. Anytime the House Judiciary Committee puts together a report, they are required by law to publish that report, and so we could get our holds of it, get our hands on it as citizens. So they had to publish it. It's a 12-buck report, and that's it. Right, and that's basically a quick review of all the irregularities that happened in Ohio. So there was a whole number of problems. There wasn't just voting machine problems. There was problems with lines. And I'm not sure if you remember, people were waiting for hours in the rain. Mm-hmm. Does this sound familiar from 2004? Maybe you weren't paying attention. I don't know. But you know, so basically, people were shorted machines, and so as a consequence, they had to stand for like 9-11 hours in line just to vote. Right, mm-hmm. Because they took machines away from certain precincts, so that people would be discouraged from voting. There was all sorts of problems with preventing people from registering and all this kind of stuff. So it's a political mess, right?
Yeah.
And one of the issues was the voting machines, right? There would be voting machines where people would go and vote, and they'd press the button for one candidate, and it would keep saying the other candidate.
What?
You know, yeah, no matter how many times they press the button. And John's got the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. articles, if you want to read them. But I mean, but it's all in here, and it's on this website. This is your government's website, right?
Uh-huh.
It's the House Judiciary, so you can write that down if you want, right? It's the same exact report without the introduction by Gore Vidal. That's the only thing that's new about that report right there. So that's sitting on the government's website. It's on the House Judiciary's website, right? So this thing came out, and it was scandalous, right? It had all these problems, and the press refused to cover it.
What?
Yeah, the press refused to cover it.
What?
Nobody talked about it. Nobody did anything, right?
What?
And they had this big press conference in Washington, D.C., invited people to come down, and there was like, you know, I think it was NPR reported on it on Talk of the Nation for a day, and that was it. It was just complete silence. Like, nobody talked about it, right?
My God.
It was very, very weird. And the Gore Vidal article that I gave you, that's in The Nation, one of the Nations from back in 2005, it talks about that. That's what Gore Vidal's article is about, because he writes the introduction to this thing, which was published months later, right? The executive summary will give you an idea of what's going on, and it's right at the very beginning. It's only about 5 pages long, so if you got time to read 5 pages, you can find out about it. But specifically, what's one of the most important things is on page about 65, 67 of that report, they talk about exit polls. Now, do you know what an exit poll is?
Yeah.
Okay. Exit poll is, they come out of the polls, and they ask you, who did you vote for? Here, it's anonymous, write it down, stick it in the box. And they go, okay, there. And they've been doing these kind of polls for like 30 years. They do them not just here in America, but they do them all over the world. People who monitor elections do these things. They use them in Europe. They use them in Africa. They use them in former Soviet bloc to make sure that there's no corruption, et cetera, et cetera. They have an accuracy of something like less than 1% to less than 2%. That's how accurate these polls are. They're exceedingly painfully accurate. If you have anything that goes over 2%, it's always, in every other situation in the rest of the world, taken as an indicator of fraud, and that there should automatically be triggered an investigation. Here in America, during 2004 election, there was more exit polling going on than any previous election. They were really, really good about doing the exit polling because they really wanted to keep an eye on what was going on this time, because it was going to be so close, and other people thought it was a very important election. People on the political right, people on the political left, everybody thought it was an important election. So they wanted to do the exit polls and, you know, make sure they had an accurate count of what's going on. They do the exit polls. They find out that there's a 6-7% discrepancy nationwide.
Nationwide?
Nationwide. Okay, so it's not just Ohio, it's nationwide, right? So the so there's some sort of problem. People go in and they're voting one way and their vote is counted differently, where it's swung, you know, 5% or 10% or something like that.